You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Stress, parental stress, and how we handle it. Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. Good morning to you, and welcome. How you thought of the conversation so far as we're talking about parenting under pressure, supporting children while managing stress?
Good morning to you and all listeners this morning. I have been enjoying the conversation thus far, and I think it will kind of lead us into a smooth transition into our topic, you know, talking about teens and, you know, what parents should know about parenting teens.
And also how to recognize who their children are.
Correct. Yes.
Why do teenagers often seek more independence from their parents during this stage of development?
Well, first, let me say this. The teenage stage can be one of the most challenging experiences, both for the parent and for the teen. You know, there are a lot of physical changes happening that can affect their mood, their decision-making, their sleep, and there are also psychosocial stages and changes that are occurring. So teens naturally try to form their own identity, as the last caller would have mentioned. And because of that, they tend to gravitate to their peer groups. Now, this can be challenging for parents because, you know, they would have had a child who would typically comply. But now you have a teenager who is now testing boundaries. However, you know, it's important for us to understand that this is a very valuable stage. It's important for teens to be able to start developing their own sense of identity, because very soon they would be transitioning into adulthood, and they need to have the tools, they need to have experiences to make them confident in their decision making. So as they mature, you know, they begin to make those decisions for themselves and to explore who they are apart from their parents. So it's a natural stage. However, parental guidance is still critical during this stage.
And what role does brain development play in teenage risk-taking and impulsive behavior?
So during adolescence, the brain is still developing, especially the prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for judgment, planning, and impulse control. And at the same time, the brain's reward system for teenagers is highly active. So you may find teens making some decisions that might be a bit questionable. They may be taking certain risks and acting impulsively before thinking through consequences. And again, because of the stage development, you cannot take a hands-off approach. You must continue to guide and teach as they begin to even explore their independence.
And the next question, how can parents maintain authority while still respecting a teenager's growing independence?
This is a difficult balance to strike as parents, you know, but parents can maintain their authority by setting clear expectations. So your teenager should know what you expect of them. You know, many times we expect our children to behave in a particular way, but we had no communication about the expectations. So we have to state clearly those expectations, the boundaries, and also the consequences, while giving them the opportunity to make age-appropriate choices. So your teen must be clear about the rules at home and these expectations, and follow through. Rewards and consequences must be consistent. You know, teenagers, they need to know that they have a reliable system. It's difficult managing all the changes that are happening in their lives. So even with consequences, We as parents, we need to be consistent. So when we think about consequences for teenagers, it also must be age appropriate. So the same consequences that you would administer to a four-year-old would not be the same consequences that you give to a teenager. So let's quickly go through some of those consequences. Loss of privileges, you know, temporarily removing privileges as, you know, the use of the phone or maybe social outings or gaming when those rules are broken. Now, this cannot be forever. You must take it maybe for 2 days, the week. They must know, you know, the parameters of the consequences so that they would continue to be motivated. If you take away a phone from a teenager for a month, the impact decreases. They find other ways and means. So ensure that you have a timeline for the consequences. Allow natural consequences, allowing them to experience the outcome of their choices at when it is safe, though. So, for example, if they procrastinate on doing their projects, they have to deal with the lower grade. Natural consequences help teens to realize that there are real consequences to their actions. So if you as a parent, you just keep running in to save your teen, then most likely you will be running in as when they become an adult. You may have to bail them out. That is a sad reality of the society that we live in. Teens need to understand that there are consequences for their behaviors. They mash up something at home, they have to replace it. Use you know, the money that I would give you for extra snacks and so to replace those things. So teens adapt quickly. So it's important that you know your child, you know your teen, so that you would be able to set boundaries and stipulations based on your child and the needs of your home.
And we've got a couple more minutes again. How can parents model the type of communication they want their teens to use?
So parents can model healthy communication by listening. Many times we dominate the conversation and we haven't heard the entire story. We haven't heard, you know, what actually happened, especially when maybe something would happen at school or in the community. We do not give teens the opportunity to speak, but we have to listen without interrupting, modeling speaking respectfully and staying calm during disagreements. And when parents demonstrate honesty, empathy, openness, teens are more likely to adopt these communication patterns.
And finally, how can a parent reach out for support for themselves or their teen?
Well, you can reach out to us at Equilibrium Counseling Services at 376-3760, or you can email us at equilibriumcounselingservices@gmail.com.
Well, Ms. Benjamin, thank you so much for taking the time to give us some tips on how to deal with stress, especially to help out our teens as well in their development. See you next week.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes, looking forward to our conversation.
Take care. All right, TNT. Got 5 minutes to 12 o'clock, 5 minutes to your news on the TBC Radio Network, brought to you with the kind compliments of CNC3. All right, just to quickly wrap up on the topic for today, we talked about, you know, the establishment of the call by the Minister of Education that violence amongst school children, violence in schools, needs a national response. And we talked about all the various factors, if it is a national response that we need, those things that need to be addressed to have an overall picture on the issue and how many aspects of it need to be dealt with on a holistic way of getting it done. All right, got a couple more minutes to go before 12 o'clock. This is where I say thank you so much for joining me today.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.